If I continue to attract the wrong people, or scarcity instead of abundance, or illness instead of health, or unhappiness rather than happiness, or fear rather than faith. And again, I always go back to that very famous prayer of St. Francis, where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is hatred, love. And if I can find a way to rid myself of those, just the thoughts, that I might possibly open myself up to a new idea, a mind that is open to everything, is one in which I say that I have been responsible for attracting all of these things into my life, and now I'm going to work at it for a given period of time of attracting something different into my life. I'm going to go with new attractor patterns of energy. I'm just going to go with it and see if I can make that shift begin to take place. And this thing that I have referred to as synchronicity is something that Jung said is something that is very real and is very powerful and is something that you can access, which means that as you reach a faster energy yourself, you see, if everything is energy and nothing happens until something moves and everything is moving, then you yourself are just a great big bundle of energy. You are just vibrating, and if you are a bundle of energy, if you buy this idea that your hand and your feet and your eyes and your entire body is really nothing more than a series of very, very tiny subatomic particles all moving together very fast with spaces between them, and you see that and you can get that, then you recognize that there's got to be a frequency at which you are vibrating. It's got to be vibrating at some frequency. And if you can also accept the idea that if I could move to a faster and a higher, more spiritual energy, that I will literally change the vibration at which I am vibrating, then it begins with the thoughts. It begins with how I am processing and thinking thoughts, that I can absolutely get to a place where I can start to radiate out different kinds of energy. And one of the things that Hawkins points out is that when people begin to raise the energy level at which they are vibrating themselves through their thoughts and through their spirit and through their actions and so on, that you impact those around you in new and more exquisite ways. And some of the most interesting experiments that I've seen are not so much on the impact of how meditation helps to raise frequencies. It's funny that you slow down your thoughts and you slow all of that down. And when you do that, you are absolutely raising the frequency at which you vibrate. And when you're able to do that, if you were to meditate yourself around a group of people and go into a deeper and a higher state of consciousness, you would raise the serotonin level not only of yourself, which are just these enzymes in the blood, which are the peace enzymes, if you will, you would raise it in the people around you as well. That all of us have this thing called an energy body. And this energy body is something that we radiate outward. And you know intuitively that there's something to this, that there's certain people that when they come into your energy field will lower your energy and they will drain some of your energy. And there are certain people, as they move in closer to you, you start feeling better. You start breathing a little different. You start having that kundalini, that movement of energy, like a warm shower running inside of you. And you sense that when other people are at these higher levels, and even animals sense it. And it's one of the things that Patanjali wrote about 2,300 years ago. He said, when you become steadfast in your abstention of thoughts of harm directed toward others, all living creatures will cease to feel enmity in your presence. So that if you reach a very high level of consciousness, which you had when you were a child, it's just remembering it, then butterflies will come and land on your shoulder. And dogs that were barking, you can absolutely bring a sense of peace to them and make them quiet down or be less vicious. And certainly you can impact it on babies. There are some people who the baby cries no matter who it is, right? I've had parents tell me that. This baby cries for everyone. I've never seen you picked up that baby and the baby stopped crying.